विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवर्जाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर षट श्रीमद्भक्तिमायक्रेश श्रील अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर षट श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहिए श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की गुरु और गौरांग की। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द भागवतम क्लास this Saturday morning. We are reading from 11th canto portion of Uddhava Gita chapter 22 entitled Elements of Material Creation, verse number 52. Please repeat after me. Sattva संगात ऋषीन देवान रजसासुर मानुषान तमसा भूत तिर्यक्त्वं भ्रामितो याति कर्मभी। सत्वसंगात ऋषीन देवान सत्वसंगाद ऋषीन देवान रजसासुर मानुषान तमसा भूत तिर्यक्त्वं भ्रामितो याति कर्मभी। सत्वसंगाद ऋषीन देवान रजसासुर मानुषान तमसा भूत तिर्यक्त्वं भ्रामितो याति कर्मभी। सत्वसंगाद ऋषीन देवान रजसासुर मानुषान तमसा भूत तिर्यक्त्वं भ्रामितो याति कर्मभी। सत्वसंगाद ऋषीन देवान रजसासुर मानुषान तमसा भूत तिर्यक्त्वं भ्रामितो याति कर्मभी। माताजी सत्वसंगाद ऋषीन देवान रजसासुर मानुषान तमसा भूत तिर्यक्त्वं भ्रामितो याति कर्मभी। सत्वसंगाद ऋषीन देवान रजसासुर मानुषान तमसा भूत तिर्यक्त्वं भ्रामितो याति कर्मभी। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग एंड ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिसाइपल्स हम्बल डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद। सत्वसंगाद बाय एसोसिएशन विद द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस ऋषीन टू द सेजेस देवान
to the demigods. Rajasa, by the mode of passion. Asura, to the demons. Manushan, and to the human beings. Tamasa, by the mode of ignorance. Bhuta, to the ghostly spirits. Tiryaktvam, or the animal kingdom. Brahmitaha, made to wander. Yati, he goes. Karmabhi, because of his fruitive activities. Translation: made to wander because of his fruitive work, the conditioned soul, by contact with the mode of goodness, takes birth among the sages or demigods. By contact with the mode of passion, he becomes a demon or a human being. And by the association with mode of ignorance, he takes birth as a ghost or in the animal kingdom. Purport. There is a one-line purport for this. The word tiryaktvam means the status of an animal, which includes all lower forms of life, such as beasts, birds, insects, fish, and plants. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So once again I'll welcome all of you. This is the auspicious month of Kartik, where all of us are celebrating every day the glory of the sweetness of the Lord and the Vrindavan Bhakti that the Lord wanted to give to all of us who are here. So let us try to delve deep into the purports of Srila Prabhupada and his followers and try to approach Vrindavan Dham this way. Reading the translation once again. Made to wander because of his fruitive work, the conditioned soul, by the contact with mode of goodness, takes birth among the sages or demigods. By contact with the mode of passion, he becomes a demon or human being, and by association with mode of ignorance, he takes birth as a ghost or in the animal kingdom. So, whatever I had the fortune of hearing Bhagavatam class every day here by different speakers, and whatever I have, it's like Ganges flowing. There is a strong current. If you enter into that water, you know, it's, you don't have to put efforts to swim. The water itself will take you ahead. So similarly, by hearing the many different realizations of different devotees, I could handle, I could take some in the cup of my hands, and that same thing that I have heard, I am trying to repeat and present it all of, in front of all of you for all of your pleasure. So I am very grateful for this association that I have got in this temple. So in this purport, the results of the predominant mode, we are the living entity when he is in, all the living entities in this world are intertwined, and they are always influenced by these three modes, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, in a mixed way. Like it's like, just like a rope. A rope is like bound, like you can see that, you know, the three shreds are bound together and they form a thicker thread. Again, it is three. Again, the thicker thread is again further bound with other thicker threads and again bound. And similarly, again it is bound again to form a big thick rope. Similarly, all the living entities are bound in a very intricate way by the different modes. So we are influenced by these modes. And human form of life is a opportunity wherein we have, by the association of the Shastras, by the association of the Sadhus and association of Guru, by this three triangle formula, we can try to understand how we are influenced by these three modes, and similarly, you know, come out of these three modes. We are like bound, chained by these modes. Actually, the soul is Satchidananda. The quality of the soul, the soul is same as the soul's quality and the Lord's quality is the same, Chinmay, but only that the quantity is different. The Lord is infinite and the soul is infinitesimally small. So we have to realize our original connection with the Lord, and the process is by continuous exposure to the sound vibration of the spiritual sound vibration. The continuous continuously exposing ourselves to the glories of the Lord. So there are many ways of chanting the glories. Is directly chanting, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a Yuga Dharma, that is a loud chanting of the holy names, which acts like a medicine to kind of, to thwart us out of our disease. That is disease of identifying ourselves with this bind, this binding that we are in, with a body and things related to the body. And more processes are there. It's not just chanting the holy names. Hearing the explanations of Bhagavatam given from the coming from the mouth of those who have realized. That is, even when we hear and repeat the words of realized souls, that also has an effect on us, because we are not cooking something on our own. We are speaking out, repeating the same message that we have heard ultimately from Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada has got it from the Guru Varga. So this way, when we understand the exposition, these are like purports to the Hare Krishna Mantra. The entire Bhagavatam is like purport, explanations. It's like window to the spiritual world. So when we are having a yearning to go to the spiritual world, so when we hear and associate more with such descriptions, when we spend more time with that, then we eventually get to the place. That is the way we go to a particular destination. We hear more about the destination, we hear more about the difficulties or problems we may experience in the journey to the destination. So all these will be helpful for, you know, coming out of our bodily conception of life. So here similarly, we can just hear the different influences, the destinations of the result of a living entity that is predominantly in the mode of goodness is given as, like, they will be like the sages and the rishis, they are all predominantly in the mode of goodness, and those who are in the mode of passion, they are either human being or have demonic beings. And those who are in the influenced by the mode of ignorance, they are going to the further lower species of ghosts and you know, preta bhutas and animal kingdom. So we can see that the consciousness is declining when we are more predominant in the mode of ignorance. So it is said that if we have to work on the platform of the soul, so firstly we have to elevate our consciousness. We have to try and attempt to bring our consciousness to the mode of goodness. That mode of goodness platform, it is not the ultimate platform, but it is like the diving board. If you want to jump into the swimming pool, you have seen that they use a diving board, and from jumping from there, they can, you know, dive properly into the swimming pool. So you have to strategize your location. So that best strategizing location is not the mode of passion or not the mode of ignorance. It is from the mode of goodness that we can even attempt to try and understand, you know, our journey to the spiritual world. From this world to the kingdom of God, if we have to go, then Jesus Christ says the human form of life is like a bridge. It acts as a bridge. Use the human form of life as a bridge, not as, like, this bridge should not be used to just build our house on that. Bridge should be used to cross over. So I have just thought of an example of bicycle pedaling. When we pedal a bicycle, we have to pedal it in circular motion. So we can just think that mode of goodness is the highest stage of the pedal, passion is the intermediate stage, and ignorance is the lowest stage. So it is not that it is not possible that we remain only in the mode of goodness, because inadvertently we have to take shelter of even the mode of ignorance. Because see, like, at least at the time of night, even the times of the day, like the morning portion, right from Brahma Muhurta, that's why we get up early in the morning. From early morning till this, around this time, is the predominant mode is mode of goodness. Then once the day begins from 10 o'clock onwards, your work schedule, your work and everything begins. So that is the mode of passion, where you engage in activities, you have to, you know, accomplish some tasks, you have to do some decision making in your respective fields. A farmer may do decision making in his farmland, or the office goer, he will do some kind of managerial decision making in his office projects that way. So dealing with people, interacting with people, so all this is done throughout the day, and afterwards is the time to retire. The person is exhausted, and that is usually the night time. And in night time is from 6 o'clock onwards, the mode of ignorance begins. So mode of ignorance prevails, and then in that you cannot stay awake, because you have to take rest, so that next day you will be fresh. So early to bed, early to rise. Like, if you take rest early, then we can get up in before Brahma Muhurta and be ready for investing our time in that slot of mode of goodness, So in that slot of mode of goodness, if we invest lot of time, conscious efforts if we put, then we have the energy to use that sattva platform that we are trying to gain in ourselves, like that we can invest the rest of the day to, you know, put conscious, Krishna conscious efforts. So just like bicycle riding, like by pedaling the bicycle continuously in a synchronous and balanced way, the person can move ahead towards the destination. Similarly, by we are influenced by the various modes, but by timing our activities of sadhana and seva and sadachar, everything in a proper way, we can move ahead in our spiritual journey. So the acharyas, Srila Prabhupada has especially given us two paths for for going ahead in spiritual life. That is, one is the path of the Bhagavat Vidhi, that is the path of chanting the holy names, names, forms, glories of the Lord. Chanting the name of the Lord, hearing the glories of the Lord, this is one path. And the other path is Pancharatrikra Vidhi, that is the path of deity worship, where the sadhaka also directly serves the deities. So the Guru has arranged, Srila Prabhupada and his followers has arranged for building many temples, and these temples are the places where devotees who want to seriously commend progress in spiritual life, they invest their time here in front of the deities. So even taking darshan of deities for a sufficiently long time, that is also a seva. It is not that if you want to, deity service means just going inside the altar and serving the deities, dressing the deities and doing aarti, but also taking darshan, beholding the beauty of the Lord, trying to appreciate the beauty of the Lord, what ornaments the Lord has worn, the Rupa Madhavi, these are all appreciating that beauty factor, and continuously standing in front of the Lord and praying to the Lord, these limbs we can execute. So this is also part of Pancharatriki Vidhi. Why Pancharatriki Vidhi the Acharyas has given us is because I hearing classes from Balram Shakti Prabhu, so I heard these points from him. He's giving weekly classes on Harinam Chintamani, so very nice nectarian classes just to hear them. So he said it is to curb the restlessness of the sadhaka. The sadhaka is trying to, all the living entities are restless. They can't, concentrate on Shuddha Sattva activities. Activities of doing direct devotional service of the Lord is like, or even hearing Bhagavatam and reading transcendental literatures, these are Shuddha Sattva activities. You are reading about the spiritual world. Much, it's not just about goodness. So, it's difficult for mundaners to concentrate on it for a long time. But by doing these activities on a continuous basis, you are working against this conditioning and thus trying to take the medicine and absolve ourselves of our problem. So this deity worship is one seva in which the sadhaka, he gets absorbed, and like there are so many activities, cooking, dressing, performing aarti, and of course beholding the darshan of the Lord. There are devotees who have stood in front of the Lord for hours together, and they appreciate the beauty of the Lord that way. And for hours together means like 6 hours, 8 hours, they just stand in front of deity and keep praying and appreciating. There are such devotees. And this leads, then when you expose yourself in front of the Lord, you are standing in front of the Lord, you may or may not actually see or perceive the form of the Lord, But definitely the Lord is seeing you and you are praying in front of the Lord. So the Lord is hearing that prayers and He will definitely answer our prayers. He will definitely give us some insight into how we can come closer to Him. So even activities like, so we can see like even activities like any activities in the temple, like for example, even any seva that is given, if the person, he is having his consciousness that he is doing this for the Lord or he is doing it for the temple, then that also becomes like equivalent to DT seva. Like a person may be doing sewage cleaning seva of the temple. So although he is doing so-called from a mundane point of view a low-class seva, but nothing is low-class in seva in devotional service. Everything is at the same level. Everything is deity worship, provided we have the consciousness of connection with the Lord. So a person may build a house and he'll earn money, but if he is building or he is participating in a laborious activity of building, you know, a temple, and he has the consciousness of that I am trying to do some seva for Lord Ram or Lord Krishna, so then that becomes devotional service. And at the same time, a person may be actually in the altar and doing aarti to the Lord, but if his attitude is not, his attitude is like if he holds some envy in his heart, so that is displeasing to the Lord. For example, there is this pastime of a pujari in Ranganath temple during the time of Ramanujacharya. So he, because Ramanujacharya's, because of his sincere, he is the acharya, he is preaching, and because of his preaching he is becoming very famous and everyone is like, he is attracting crowds. So this pujari of Ranganath ji, head pujari of Ranganath ji, so he became very envious of this, of Ramanujacharya, and he wanted to kill Ramanujacharya to that extent. So he asked his wife to invite Ramanujacharya at home, and he arranged for poison to be kept in the food. And the wife, because in those days, 1000 years ago, she was not wanting to do it, but she was emotionally forced by her husband to do it. And so Ramanujacharya came as a bhikshuk and he begged for alms from her house. So she offered the food, but immediately a dog came and he ate that food and died in front. And then Ramanujacharya understood that this is poison. And similarly this, but the pujari, his envy did not finish there. He became even more envious that this Ramanujacharya, he escaped death. But this time what he came, now he said that Ramanuja is a great preacher, so if he comes in front of the Lord, I will mix poison in the charanamrita of the Lord. So, and I'll offer him, then he cannot refuse it. So that way, that is the extent to which this pujari was envious of Ramanujacharya. So at the same time, we have to remember that it is not the physical activity, but the consciousness that is there in the in our hearts that pleases the Lord. Srila Prabhupada once, some devotee in a conversation was telling how the devotees who are in close association with Prabhupada, they are so fortunate, they are always pleasing Prabhupada. So then Prabhupada said, it's not necessary that you are very close to me that you will be pleasing. Just for example, he gave the example of, see, the closest living entity to my body right now is this mosquito. But is this mosquito's activity pleasing? No, the mosquito is actually sucking the blood of the acharya. So mosquito may be very close to us, but his activity is not pleasing. Similarly, we may be close to the deities, we may be close to the acharya, we may be close to the devotees, But are our activities pleasing the devotees? That is the crux of the matter. Like, so we have to always check this attitude that we have in our heart and try to rectify. That's why it's very important to continuously hear Bhagavatam classes, so that when we Bhagavatam gives the attitude that is necessary to come in front of the Lord, and Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the medicine. So when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with the right attitude, then, you know, then the effect takes place. So constantly we have to rectify ourselves to hold the right attitude. Just like in Ayurvedic medicine, there is always like, it's not usually not just the tablet or some churna, it is usually a combination. Like this tablet you have to take in a combination of sweet water, or this particular tablet you have to take in a combination of ginger juice and honey combination, then only it will work, otherwise it will not work. Similarly, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra right now, but some of us may be chanting out of earnestness, out of eagerness, and most of us are chanting in a very mechanical way. But if we have that eagerness and that humble state of consciousness, that is Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Riva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. If we have the state of consciousness, that is the Anupan, that is the combination in which the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it works wonders. So we have to take shelter of the Vaishnavas, and we have to read transcendental literature, we have to hear transcendental literature, and we have to try our best to share this fortune that we have got with the others outside. So in that way, in that process, we will get enthusiasm to continuously take part in this process and rectify our consciousness. So let us, I have thought of reading a portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita, because we have to come to the platform of goodness, but right now we are mixed in several modes. So how we can come to the platform of goodness? We can just take peep into what is the attitude of the author of this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what attitude he holds, by exposing ourselves to this attitude that he holds, some, you know, like drops of that kind of consciousness may also sprinkle into our consciousness. So just I am reading from this chapter of Adi Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, entitled The Desire Tree of Devotional Service. ए सब प्रसादे लिखी चैतन्य लीला गुण जानी व ना जानी करी आपन शोधन. सो हियर दिस चैतन्य चरतामृत इज अ वॉल्यूमनस लिटरेचर दैट इज रिटन बाय कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी. सो विच इज बीइंग नाउ इन द प्रेजेंट डे वर्ल्ड, इवन द वेस्टर्न पीपल, दे हैव रिकॉग्नाइज्ड द ग्लोरी ऑफ चैतन्य चरतामृत एंड दे आर ट्राइंग टू स्टडी, ऑल्दो दे आर नॉट connected to devotional process, but they have acclaimed that the works of this Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's a great book. And similarly, the works of Jiva Goswami, they have declared as a great works. So they are studying it. So what is the consciousness of the author is that he is telling, he is writing this glorious literature, but he is not telling that it is my glory or something. It is, I am just doing it for my own purification. Jani vana jani kari apana shodhan. I am doing it for my self purification. I am writing these books of glories of the Lord. It is for my purification. So similarly, if we also have a attitude that whatever we are, obviously even the acharyas are they are pure devotees, they are coming in this world and they are guiding us in this path, but they never pride in those, they never carry any pride in those activities. They are in fact showing a humble disposition, and so it is a lesson for us that there is nothing to be proud about, writing something glorious. We have to just do it for our purification. Repeating Bhagavatam, repeating the realizations of Bhagavatam is for our purification. And similarly, Sri Chaitanya Malakar Prithvi Teyani Bhakti Kalpa Taru Ropila Sinchi Chapani. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has brought this desire tree of devotional service to this earth and he has become its gardener. He sowed the seed and sprinkled upon it the water of his will. So, there is a pastime in which Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he says that this movement is going ahead and expanding further and further in spite of us. He said, in spite of us. Like, we are all belligerent souls. We are actually having no... our conditioning is to drift away our consciousness into the material enjoying spirit, controller spirit. And now we are struggling in this moment to go ahead. So it is not that we are taking this movement ahead. It is the Lord only and the Lord's devotees who has, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has decided. He has already decided that this movement for 10,000 years it will thrive in Kali Yuga. Now it is our decision whether we will be part of this movement or not. It is not that we are carrying forward this movement. This movement is already going ahead. Only we have to do our small role of seva. So Lord Chaitanya's pastime is still going on. It's not that Lord Chaitanya advented 500 years ago and he performed pastimes for 48 years. Then he became unmanifest to our mortal eyes. But his pastimes is still going on because he said that this devotion, the tree of devotional service, he has started and it will it is sprinkled by the water of his ichcha, his desire. He has desired and therefore this movement will expand. So Prabhupada says that this ISKCON movement is also one of the branches of this tree, of that Lord Chaitanya's tree. So it will flourish ahead, only that we have to play our small role. जय श्री माधवपुरी कृष्ण प्रेम पूरा भक्ति कल्प तरूर तेहो प्रथम अंकुर. सो बिफोर लॉर्ड चैतन्य केम माधवेंद्र पुरी द ट्रांसेंडेंटल डिजायर ट्री फ्रॉम गोलोक वृंदावन ही अपीयर्ड एज माधवेंद्र पुरी एंड दैट वाज द स्टार्टिंग ऑफ दिस ट्री ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. देन लॉर्ड Then Madhavendra Puri's disciple Sri Ishwar Puri, then he took this tree of devotional service forward. So that is also described. Ishwar Puri Gosai Kare Shri Pada Sevan Swahaste Kare Namala Mutradip Marjan Nirantara Krishna Nama Karaya Smaran Krishna Nama Krishna Leelas Shunaya Anukshan Tushtahaya Puri Tare Kaila Lingan वर दिले कृष्ण तोमार हौक प्रेम धन. सो ईश्वरपुरी माधवेंद्रपुरी इन हिज लास्ट डेज ही वॉज लाइक एन इनवैलिड. सो ऑल्दो ही इज अ प्योर डिवोटी ही मैनिफेस्टेड दैट पास टाइम ऑफ बीइंग एन इनवैलिड. सो ही यूज टू पास स्टूल एंड यूरिन इन दिस बेड ओनली. सो दैट इज एन अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर द डिसाइपल टू सर्व एंड एडवांस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. वेन द spiritual master exhibits difficulty and disciple is now taking care of the spiritual master, this is an opportunity for spiritual advancement of the disciple. So at that time when he serves this great personality with full consciousness, Krishna consciousness, trying to do the needful, the spiritual master has taught the disciple all the lessons in life, and now at the end, the disciple gets all the blessings when he applies all those lessons, and the spiritual master is pleased by the service of the disciple. So Ishwar Puri is being blessed by Madhavendra Puri that you will Vara Dila Krishna Tomar Hauka Premadhan. So you will get the prem, Krishna prem, the love for God. So that you will get karke, the spiritual master blessed Ishwar Puri, and that is the time Sei Haite Ishwar Puri Premera Sagar. So after that Ishwar Puri, he exhibited this like the same qualities of Madhavendra Puri, and he started exhibiting those qualities, and that is the way for us. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya has created this tree, Udumbara Vrikshayena Phale Sarva Ange E Mata Bhakti Vrikshe Sarvatra Phala Lage. So this tree of devotional service, it has gained lot of fruits, like the Udumbara tree we have in front of Lakshmi Narayan Garden. So it is a kind of fig tree which has many fruits directly from the branches and trunk of the tree. So that so similarly Lord Chaitanya's tree has now given rise to many fruits, and here Lord Chaitanya is distributing these fruits. So this process of distribution is being described in the next four verses, that what is the nature of this distribution process. The first is Moolaskandera Shaka Ara Upashaka Gane Lagi Laye Prema Phala Amrutake Jine. That is, this Amrutake Jine means, it is these fruits are like competing in taste. It is better than even Amrita. Amrita that we have heard that in the scriptures, that it is for Amrita that the devatas and the asuras, they wanted to gain this Amrita, so they had a truce, and they did this Samudra Manthan Leela, and for that Amrita there was a lot of fight. The asuras wanted all the Amrita and they snatched it, and it's a long pastime. So here what fruit Lord Chaitanya is giving, that fruit the author is telling is there is no comparison with Amrita. Amrita it's like conquers the taste and the value of Amrita. Amrita is nothing in front of that. Amrita ke jine. Tri jagate jata ache dana ratna mani ek phaler mulya kari taha nahi gani. So this tree, it's all over the world, and whatever jewels and whatever things of value are there in the three worlds, if we try to accumulate that and try to pay the price for this fruit, then all that is not a price. Like we have our Kohinoor jewel, and many people say that there is no price for that Kohinoor jewel. It is, you cannot give some big value for it. It is very valuable. It's an example, but similarly the price of this fruit, there is the wealth of all this material world put together is not worth, you cannot pay for even one fruit. So there is, you cannot buy this fruit like that. So that is the high value of this fruit. Means you cannot buy it by the things of this world. मागे वा ना मागे के हा पात्र वा अपात्र इहा विचार नाही जाने देया इहा इहार विचार नाही जाने देया मात्र. सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग दिस फ्रूट. दिस इज अ थर्ड एस्पेक्ट. फर्स्ट एस्पेक्ट इज दैट दिस फ्रूट इज बेटर देन अमृत. द सेकेंड एस्पेक्ट इज therefore it is the wealth of this world, we cannot purchase this fruit with the wealth of this world. And third aspect is, how is Lord Chaitanya distributing this fruit? So Lord Chaitanya is not, you know, thinking who is asking for this fruit or who is not. Mage wa na mage keha, who is asking for this or who is not asking, he is not seeing that. He doesn't see patra or apatra. He doesn't see who is qualified, who is disqualified. No such look. Ihara vichara nahi jane. So he, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doesn't think in these terms. He only jane deya matra. He only knows to give. So Lord Chaitanya comes once in a day of Brahma to give something that he has not given in all throughout that day of Brahma. That is, he has never given this thing, that is prema phal. This full of love of God for which the living entity is hankering for lifetimes. It is said that for lifetimes the living entity has cried so many sorrows. We can see the body. We have our individual experiences that so much this body is potent to give pains. Even a small finger of this body, if it is hurt somewhere, even if there is a small cut, our entire consciousness is drifted to that, you know, small. Or if we have a toothache, then we have the whatever good things we may have in life, but our whole focus is on that, you know, tooth problem that we have. Similarly, our body, anywhere, and connections with body, I mean bodily connections in the sense our friends, relatives, everyone, all the relations potentially, especially in Kali Yuga, can give us more pain than happiness. So then how much we should not try to be in this bodily point of view, and we should eagerly take up this fruit that the Lord is giving. The Lord is wanting to, you know, just give like food, like distribution program with in a mass scale. Whoever is in front, the Lord wants to give. So that the Lord does only this time when Lord Chaitanya comes and 500 years ago and for the next 10,000 years. So how much we should be eager therefore to take this fruit which we have not obtained. Only thing is that the problem with us is that we don't understand that the fruit that we are going to receive by participating in Lord Chaitanya's pastime is such a high stature fruit. So that the final this is Anjali Anjali Bare Phela Chaturdishe Daridra Kudaya Khaya Malakar Hase. So he is filling up, he is giving all this to the Daridra. Means all of us are Daridra actually, because we have no particle of experience of this fruit of love of God. So if we get this fruit, we should be eager to take this fruit. We should be eager to participate in this Lord's pastime. And the Lord goes on ahead telling that, He cannot alone distribute. The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is saying alone He cannot distribute fruits. He wants more helpers for distributing fruits. And that's why He is requesting all of His associates to help Him. And this is being written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So he is. So then we have somehow come to the association of devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and let us meditate on this fortune we have, and whatever time we spend in doing our sadhana and seva, let us do it consciously, understanding the with gratitude what is the benefit of this fruit. And when we do it with gratitude, with a proper attitude, then with the attitude of gratitude, and we absorb ourselves in this Krishna conscious activities, then we ourselves will experience the glory of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So the best process for that is by always, you know, eagerly participating in the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And reading Srila Prabhupada's books on a regular basis and trying to share that whatever we have heard with someone we meet, you know, throughout the day. So in the morning if we read Srila Prabhupada's books or hear Bhagavatam class, and in the morning we spend time consciously chanting Hare Krishna on japa also, and loud chanting, whichever is possible. But at least weekly, you know, or involving in some activity in which we loudly chant the holy names. There is a difference between loud chanting and japa, because in loud chanting we are forced to just think of the holy name, that's all. When we do anything loudly, like for example when we read a book loudly, the young school students, they are asked to read the book loudly, so that they are saying when you read it loudly, then it gets into your system, you understand it. Why you understand is because when you read it in your mind, many times many other thoughts also come and you don't actually read. You just, the tongue reads but the mind doesn't register. But the mind definitely registers when you read it aloud, because there is nothing else in the mind. When you read it aloud, you have to put more conscious efforts. So it's easy process, and by loud chanting you see to it that the Hare Krishna is embossed in the heart, and then it will have its effect. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he dutifully followed the instruction of his spiritual master Narad Muni. He had many desires to be, he had the greatest desire. He had the desire to gain a kingdom, you know, more than, you know, bigger than his grandfather, that is Lord Brahma. He wanted a kingdom more than this universe, higher than this universe. So he had a great material desire, but he stuck to the process. He dutifully followed the process of, you know, the chanting the Lord's name and the process given by the spiritual master. He did it dutifully. So the process works. We may be capable or we may be incapable, we may be qualified, patra or apatra, whether we may not have the qualification, but if we follow the process given by Srila Prabhupada, then the process works. And we need each other's help for that, because at the end of the day, all we have is each other. Hare Krishna. So, if there is any comments or questions, you can ask, otherwise we'll end the class.